Okay. All right, but first I want to just quickly review what we were doing yesterday, all right? According to the way the Shach is learning. So what's he saying? He's saying that the whole machlokus of Abaye and Rava is really only when you have an Isser Mashu, right? But up until Shishim, that was according to the way we hold, that's really the main question. According to the way we hold that Min Bimino is Batal Barov, right? That's the problem. We hold Min Bimino is Batal Barov. So now, and we hold like Rava, right? That's the way we pass. It was the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban. Remember in Menachos with the Dam and the Dam. So Rabbi Yehuda says Min Bimino is not Batal Afilu Be'elef, right? Chaim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you have two things that are the same, so they're never Batal, right? They're never Batal. So we hold like the Rabbanan that Min Bimino is Batal Barov. We hold on the contrary. That's the easier bittul, right? So what was the svar over there? So the svar was, that's like the Ron explains. Do you go by the shame Isser and Heter? Because everybody agrees in order for there to be bittul, you need to have a difference, right? Things that are the same are not mevatel each other. So, but the question is, do we accept the shame Isser and Heter as creating the difference? Or is it only the difference intrinsically in terms of the substances? So the question is like this. So we hold Min Bimino is Batal Barov, like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But we also hold like Rava, that we go Baser Shema, right? Not Baser Taima. So the question is, how do we work out Lamaisa, the combination of saying that Min Bimino is Batal Barov, and we go Baser Shema. What about a case where you have the two of the same shame, but the tam is different? So how are you going to say that? You're going to say that, how are you going to have a Bittal Barov when you have two things that have the same shame, but a different tam? Doesn't make sense, right? So that's what the Shach says. That it's true, we hold like Rava, but Abaye and Rava are really only arguing in cases where there's an Isser of a Mashil. Because even though we hold Min Bimino's Batal Barov, we still have cases of an Isser Mashu. Like Yayin Nesech is a Chumra of an Isser Mashu, and or Truma is 101, and Tevel, and Orla. Those cases where the Isser is above Shishim is really where Abaye and Rava were arguing. They were not arguing in cases where the Isser is, they were not arguing Lakula to say that it could be Batal and less than Shishim just because the shame is the same. Okay? So let's just clarify Al Pisvar though. What does that mean? According to the Shach, how does it switch? How does it switch over from saying up until Shishim, you're gonna always go Baser Tam, and then after Shishim, then it switches into a machlokus of Baser Shema or Baser Tam, right? What creates that switch? So that's what he explains, right? The Shach explains like this, that, and this is very important to understand, okay? There are two questions we have. Okay. Sounds good. There are two separate issues. One is Tam Ki'ikar, and the other is Bittul. Okay? What the Shach is explaining is like this. Saying we hold Tam Ki'ikar is Asur Midaraisa. That means that when you taste the Isser, that's an Isser, that itself is Isser. Okay? So he holds like this. Up until when you have things that have different tamim, right? That's not a question of bittul, really. That's a question of, do I have the presence? Am I encountering the isser in every bite? Now, if I have a mixture and the tam of the isser is present, that's no different than eating the isser mamish, than eating the isser in every bite. Because the tam of the isser itself is awesome. Okay, So, sprung. So that's what the Shach is saying. Saying that everybody agrees. Whether you hold the min b'mino as basa shmo, basa taima, that's not relevant for the question of tam ki ikar, right? Because tam ki ikar is definitely an iser, and if even if it has the two of the same, if it has the same shame, but you can taste the tam of the iser, then that's iser mamash. You're eating the iser itself. That's not really a question of bittul. Question of bittul is really. Bittul is a different question. Bittul is when I have a mixture of Isser and Heter in one Taroves, when can I say that the Isser is not considered, when can I say that the shame Isser is no longer present in this Taroves? In other words, listen to what I'm saying carefully. When you have a mixture of Isser and Heter, okay, and there's a taste of the Isser present, that's not a question of is there a shame isser? That's not a question of a shame isser. That's an issue of isser per se. The taste of the isser is isser. Bittul is a different question. Bittul is, do I say the mixture itself is usser because there's isser somewhere mixed into it? You understand? In other words, the question of tam ki ikar is a question of isser itself. The question of bittul is, even though I don't have the isser itself, because the isser is all mixed in, do I say that it's mixed in sufficiently to be disregarded, or not sufficiently or insufficiently to be disregarded? But it's two different issues. So that's why the Rosh Hashanah holds like this. He says, up until when there's tam, it's not shaykh to a question of bittul. Bittul of what? You taste in the iser. How could you? Bittul means to say that it is so insignificant. It's like it's not here. Okay, but when you have the experience of the tam itself, that's the iser. That's the iser atzmo.
Even if it's lufgam.
No, forget about lufgam. Forget about lufgam. Forget about lufgam. Good question, but forget about lufgam for now. But then when you no longer have the taste of the Isser, now you have a second question. I'm not encountering the Isser Atzmo, but do I say that the Ta'aroves is a Ta'aroves of Isser? You understand? There's Isser itself, and then there's a Ta'aroves of Isser. So the Shach is saying, as long as I have the Ti'ima, as long as I'm tasting the Isser, that's Isser Atzmo. That's not really a Ta'aroves of Isser at all. That's why he says, he expresses it in very strong language. He says, since we hold tam ke'ikar, ne'pach ha'hetelios kulo iser, v'asar kulo midaraisa. In other words, the Shach is saying when you have a mixture and the tam is nirgash, you can taste it. That's not a question of a ta'arovis of iser. That's iser kulo. Why? Because tam ke'ikar. That means to say the whole soup, the whole mixture, is iser atzmo. It's not ta'arovis. Ta'arovis means when I have iser and heter mixed together. I want to know how mixed do they have to be to disregard the iser. But if I'm tasting it, that's iser atzmo. So everybody agrees when the tam is nirgash that you're not going to say bittul. How could you say bittul? Rava wouldn't say two things have the same shame, but different tamim is going to be bottle. It's not shaykh to say bittul when you're encountering iser atzmo, right? Gil,
mm-hmm.
Okay. The only question of bittul comes in later. If I no longer sense the iser, now I want to know in the overall taroves, do I disregard the presence of the iser or not? I know there's iser here. I don't taste it. I know it's here. At what point can I say we disregard the iser and we consider it like it's all heter? At what point do we do that? So that's where Rava comes in and says, well, now it's no longer a question of tam.
Is that different
right?
than batel?
No, that's batel. That is what batel means. Correct. So that's where Rava says, up till now we have to deal with tam because tam is iser atzmo. But once we're past Tom, now it's just a question of presence of Isser. Is there the presence of Isser in my Tarovis? So that we can go by shame. You understand? That's how the Shach holds, that we switch, that Rava switches from Tom to shame. Why? Not that he's switching his rule of Bittel, but up until the point where the Tom is no longer tasted, you're not in the realm of Bittel. You're in the realm of Isser itself. You understand? It's not that Rava holds you go Basar Shma when it's above Shishim, but Basar Taima when it's less than Shishim. It's not like he's switching his rules of Bittel. You understand? That's what the Shach is saying. He's saying when there's Tom, there is no Inyan of Bittel. That would be like if I had three pieces of meat and I know which one is the Isser. It's not Shaykh to Bittel. Right? So if I'm tasting it, it's not Shaykh to Bittel. Only once the Tom is no longer sensed, now I have a definition question. How do I define the whole thing? I know I'm not encountering it per se, but I need to know how do I define the whole mixture. So Rava says, when you're up to definition, you go by shame. But that's lemaisa only going to occur when you're past Tom. You understand? Whereas Abaye seems to hold. So now Rava makes a lot of sense, because shame would seem to be the proper metric to use when we're dealing with the question of Bittel, because now it's really a question of definition, right? Once you have the, if you have the, while you have the Tom, it's not a question of Bittel at all. And when the Tom is gone, now it's just a question of defining the Tarovas. So definition is shame. I mean, Rava is very appealing now. Abaye is interesting. Abaye holds that you don't switch. You don't switch. Abaye says, since the whole problem is, since the presence of the Isser is defined by its Tom, that's how we judge the Isser, even in terms of the Bittel. But Rava holds, no. Tom is not, Tom is Isser Mamish, and Bittel is a separate question. That's the way the Shach seems to come out. So Lamaisa, there's one question we never took up, and I think it's the critical question to answer this problem. And that is like this. According to the Rabbanan, who hold Min Bimino is Batal Barov, okay? Correct? Why is Rov enough? It's true they hold that Isser and Heter is a chilek, but why is Rov enough? Just like when Rava had two things of the same shame, just like when Rava had two things of different shamos, he required shishim, and Rov was not enough. So why don't we say, according to the Rabbanan, it's true Isser and Heter are like different shamos, but why is Rov enough? Why is a simple Rov enough? So that's the Shach tries to answer that problem, right? I mean, the Shach says, because of what? Huh? Yeah, Acher Amhatos, right? Acher Amhatos. It's only that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gzeir Sakosov, that there's no Acher, that teaches you there's no Acher Amhatos when it's Mimino. But according to the Rabbanon, you can say Acher Amhatos. So the question is, now is it really what the question we're asking over here is, by Acher Amhatos, would Abaye and Rava agree that it goes by shame? That's the way the Shach seems to be learning. He seems to be learning that when you're in the Isurim past Shishim, that's not an Acher Amhatos issue anymore. That's a separate question you say Min Bimino, there you say that's a question of real Bittel. But Acharav Mahatos is different. So up to, you know, in these Isurim where there's no tam, but you need to go Acharav Mahatos, do you need to have the same thing? All right. Okay, anyway. So the Mustafa that according to Abaye will be Batal Barov, even though there's different shame. All right, anyway. Right. I was doing the Taz and the Daf Achron. So he says they ask on the Ramah, how's it possible to say that for Mimbamina we go by Rov? We go by shame and not Tam. How's it possible to have two things have the same shame and be Batal Barov Minatora when the Tam is not the same? It'll be a no same Tam, Zebazah. So now you can tell me a nosing tam zebzeh is mutter min haTorah because they have the same shame as both barov. Doesn't make sense. That goes against everything we know of tam kicker. So he says velo kasha midi. It's not a problem at all. Why? Dehem savru. They thought masha kosav ramah shein taimam shoveh. They thought when the ramah said that even though they have different tamim. Hainu shezem mar v'zem matuk, okiyotzi bozeh. Tamim hafchiyim. They thought it meant even if the things have opposite tamim, like the isser is sweet and the heter is bitter. That's what they thought the Ramah meant. Okay, the ena emes kein. That's not what the Ramah is talking about. El derova v'abaye pligi beperek basra davazor daf samach vav l'inyan einvo b'chamra chadza. Abaye and Rava are arguing about a case of grapes and grape juice. Da abaye sover le min b'mino hava l'inyan yayin esech divmashu v'min b'mino. So Abaye says a min b'mino. And by yayin esech there's nisr mashu. Why is it min b'mino kevan dechad taimi islu? Since they have the same time, he calls it a mimbamino. V'rava sover le'dav mimbisheino mino. Kevin she'eyesh l'kol echod shein b'fnei atzmo. Al-kain havi hadin b'no sein tam kishar yisurim. Al-korchach havi hadin b'no sein tam kishar yisurim. Al-kain havi hadin b'no sein tam kishar yisurim. So, and Rava holds that the grape juice and the grapes are Mimbashen Amino. So Mimbashen Amino is always Mnosin Tam, like every other Isser. Okay? So it goes back to the source. The Ode Pligi B'chal de Chamra, B'chal de Shikra. Dila Rava havi Mimbamino came into Shem Echad Lehem. Ulabai havi Ein Amino came into Chalukim B'tam. So you have the two cases where they argue, where the tamim are the same, but the shame is different, where the shame is the same, but the tamim are different. V'kaimulon ki Rava, d'azol basar shmo. So we hold like Rava. V'hainu d'vade li'in ayin esach l'kiyosi bodin b'mashu, v'ade is li'in basar ha'shem. V'lesar afilu im atamim efchiyim mamash. V'im yesh lehem shnei shem osu li'in l'kula, David milosin tam. So he says, and certainly what? Certainly by Yayin Nesach and things like it, where there's a Mashahu, an Isser Mashu, then we definitely go like Rava. We go by the shame, right? And we say it's Usser, even if they're different Tamim. That's not a question. That's not a question. And if they're different Shemos, we go Lekula. Ulechora Kasha. So that's saying, that's from that Sugya, they're arguing over there, about Yayin Esech, about a Mashu, and there's no question that even if they're opposite tastes, we hold in the same shame, we hold like Rava. Okay? That's no Chiddush. Nobody's arguing about that. Ulechora Kasha, may I say it like this, but it's difficult. Ma Shayach Nisinas Tam Bechamra Chatzav in Vianavi. It says, Rava said when you have grapes and grape juice, what do? You go B'Nisinas Tam. Right? You go Basar Tam. He says, but 1 second, how do you go Basar Tam? Havalu Chad Taima. But the Gemara said, a minute ago, they have one Tam. Right? Dimitam Zeh, Choshevu Abaye Bemino. And they have so much the same Tam that Abaye even considers themselves them Mino. So how is it possible to say that on two things at the same time you go Basar Tam? What does that mean? There's nothing to go after. It has the same time.
El al karchach. Zorach lomar, the al kol ponim, yeshlem kitsas shinoi. You must say they have slightly different tastes. Kashe anu roim be'emes. Like we see, that's the truth. Okay, so he's slowly changing things. Okay? So now, when Abaye says they're the same tam, okay, he takes a little bit of a cheshbon over here. Now, when Abaye says that grapes and grape juice have the same tam, and therefore we go by, and therefore we call them min b'mino, doesn't mean they're really exactly the same tam. Because if they were exactly the same tam, how could Rava say one is batal in the sinas tam and the other, in the sheer nesinas tam of the other, if they're really the same tam? So they must have slightly different tamim. Okay? So why is Abaye call them the same tam? Elada Abaye lo ichbesle b'hai hefrish ma'at. Abaye doesn't care about the little difference, the small difference between grapes and grape juice. Kevin to alcohol ponim beikar hatam heim shavim. So grapes and grape juice share the same essential taste. There's a nuance of difference. So Abaye says, when do you call it min b'mino? When the tastes are essentially the same, even though there really is a slight difference. Okay. Ula Rava, and what does Rava say? Azlinan basar hefrish hahu. Rava says no. When there's a slight difference in taste, we embrace that difference, and we say they're different. And we're oser but no Saint Tom. Now who's got their who's keeping a close cheshbon of this thing? You'll notice there's a problem. Kevan da'avale ke'eno mino machmas chilek hashem. In other words, he's really threading the needle over here, okay? Because he's saying like this. He's saying there's a slight difference in taste between grapes and grape juice, right? And Abaye disregards that slight difference in taste, right? And he says they're the same. Now Rava says, one second, the tastes are slightly different. They're different. So what does that indicate to you about Rava? If I would just tell you that, what would that make you think that Rava holds? You go by Tom. But Rava doesn't go by Tom. So therefore he has to say, no. When there's a slight difference in taste, and different names, then we call them a min b'shein amino. Right? That's basically the way he works it out. He works it out like this. He wants to say like this. He wants to say, really, everything goes by taste. I'm going to be masbir what he's saying, okay? And you can look into it yourself and see if you agree with my husband. But I'm saying, I think that the way the Taz works it out is like this. He says, really everything goes by taste. Really everything goes by taste. That's what it all comes down to. So what are Abaye and Rava arguing about? What are they arguing about? They're arguing about this. They're arguing about when there's a slight difference in taste, okay? Does that matter or not? Does a slight difference in taste matter? Does the difference in taste between a grape and grape juice matter? Is that enough to say that the tastes are different? We really go by taste. Is that enough to say the tastes are different? So Abaye says no. And Rava says what? Rava says it depends. If the tastes are different and they have separate identities, then we can say that there's a true difference between the two. You know what I mean? Rava says you've got to look at the whole thing. You've got to look at both elements. If like, because Because challah and challah, if there are two vinegars that have a slight taste, if there are two vinegars that have a slightly different taste, he's going to also have to learn that the vinegars only have a slightly different taste, not a radically different taste. The two vinegars have a slightly different taste. Right? Well, let's put it this way. The two vinegars have a different taste, correct? Now, what does Abaye say? Abaye says, but they're essentially the same. Right? So we've got two cases. Let's take our two cases. We've got the grapes and the grape juice and the two vinegars. Everybody together with me? Mm-hmm. Grapes and grape juice and two vinegars. Now, Abaye says what? He says the grapes and the grape juice taste closer than the two vinegars do. The difference in taste between the grapes and the grape juice is slighter than the difference in taste between the two vinegars. All right? Okay. So therefore, he says, he only goes by taste. That's all he cares about. So he says, since the grapes and the grape juice are close in taste, they're one thing. And since the vinegars are further in taste, further apart in taste, they're different things. Right? B-Mac? Okay. So what does Rava say? Rava says, taste matters, right? But only when it creates a new definition. Taste matters, but only insofar as it's associated to a new identity. You understand? It's not purely shame according to the way Taz is learning. The shame is going to be like a barometer of the chilek in the tam. So it's true the two vinegars have a different taste, but since they don't warrant a new shame, that shows you that they are really identified as the same.
The shame is like a qualifier.
If the two vinegars, even though they have, now as Rava says, you've got to look at the total combination, the total entity. So an Abaye just goes by the shame. I don't really have a good definition. This is sort of like a working definition. But Abaye says you go totally by the tam, and Rava says you have to look at the entity as a whole. It's true, two things might have different tamim, but if that doesn't create a new identity, the world doesn't call them differently, that shows you that the chilek in the tamim is not significant. Because if it was really different, the world would already have a new name for things that taste so different. So since we call two things vinegar, that means that the chilek in the tamim is not enough to make them separate. But if they have their own separate identity already, right? Now, according to Rava, it's like the tam is only really a question in terms of creating a new identity. So whereas Abaye holds, the whole thing goes by tam itself. The whole thing goes by tam itself. But what the Taz's chiddush is he's limiting the whole machlokas of Abaye and Rava to things that are only slightly different in tam. You understand? Only things that are slightly different in tam. So therefore he's saying, but if two things have the same shame, right, and they're radically different in tam,
like what?
What's an example of that? Just... I don't know. Okay. But then that's not what Rava's knows. Rava and Abaye are only arguing about things that are slightly different in tam. Will you bring in the question of shame to differentiate or not?
Is that like the vinegar's case?
Yeah, the vinegars are. He's gonna have to say coins. He's gonna have to say the vinegars are also only slightly different
in tam.
Yeah.
We would call it something different already.
Right, so that's sort of like the Taz says. See, the Taz says, Ulefi Masha Kosavnu Lo Kasha Midi. He says, De Be'emes Lo Motsinu Be'isurim Be'ez Devarim Shiesh Lam Be'ez Tamim Hefchiyim. He says, there does nothing really exist like that. There's nothing that really exists that has absolutely different Tamim and one shame.
What English do you have that a lot? Like honey?
No.
You have bee honey or bee honey. It tastes completely different.
They taste completely different, but they're sweet. But he's saying they're both sweet. He'll say they're both sweet.
I'm just saying if you had a spoonful of both, you would easily be able to tell which one was.
Doesn't matter. He says they're both sweet. As long as they're both sweet, so then it would depend. But the Bach says they have to have the same real name. If people call them date honey and honey, then it's not called the same shame. Okay. It'd have to be like Tupelo honey, honey from different flowers. You can get a honey from
Hebrew. You call them both devash, but they're totally different.
Well, the word devash really refers to
biblically
it refers to date honey.
Correct. But in Hebrew, I'm just saying, like, right. They're modern Hebrew, you call them both.
They just call them devash.
But I'm just saying, they are totally different.
But not hefchiyah, I don't know, I haven't tasted date honey. But yeah.
I'm trying to find something.
Well, he's saying, see, that's what the Taz is saying. The Taz is saying, really, there's no such thing like that, where there's the same shame and opposite tastes. And they're only arguing, will the different shamos separate them into different entities when the tamim are only slightly different.
And there's also no such thing as the same tamim and different shamos? Actually the same?
No, that there is. That's grapes and grape juice.
But those are different a little bit.
That's right.
There's no such thing as actually the same. Different time.
That's correct. I mean, that's what the Taz is going to have to say. The Taz is going to have to say that there's no such thing as two things that have different shamos and are exactly the same in tam. Because then how could Rava say, go buster tam? His whole thing is that really, all of these cases are limited to slight difference, only small differences in tam. And then there's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. In the slight difference in tam, do we bring into account the shame to either unify or separate? Or does it all go by tam? Abaye says it all goes by tam. And if it's close enough, like yayin, like grapes and grape juice, it's considered one thing. And if it's different enough, like the two vinegars, it's considered different things. And Rava says, no, it really depends. It goes you have to take into account its shame. Even if it's close, but different shamos is different, and if it's more distant, but the same shame, it's the same. But if they're crazy different, then the shame is not going to help. In other words, the shame is like a modifier of close tamim, according to Rava.
The assumption is when someone's eating it, though, they don't know the shame, right? Because they can't tell the shame, correct? It's only...
The Taz is saying that when we say that the two things have the same tam, it means essentially the same tam. It does sound like he's saying you could taste the difference. I need to say the Shach doesn't go for his answer. But it's a very interesting approach. He's trying to say, going back to that sugya, and he's saying, I mean, but the Shach's question is the main question, and that is, he says, his whole thing is built on that one question, right? The Shach is very funny. He says, Kol Devar of Ein Bahen Mamash. Nothing that he says makes any sense. He says, I thought the Ramo is talking about different tastes, and that's not true. He says, I was thinking about that, and it is true. And he says, Vafilu lefi mashasover. He says, umashakosav ulachora kasha mashayach nosing tam bechamora chata. The alze boni yisod tirutzo. He says his whole thing is built on that one question. His whole svara is built on that one question. How is it possible the Gemara can say he goes by nosing tam if there's no difference in tam between grapes and grape juice? Right. His whole thing is built on that. Question. He says lo kasha midi devadecham rachatza ba'in vi'ena nosing tam. No, it has no taste.
Elda Bayek Omar the Masharim Mashu Rav Sarvale Kavan de Chalukim Bishma Masharim Benosim Tam Klomar Hashir Hu Bekidei Diyav Taima Bishe Kenegdo Bein Amino. When Rava said it's Benosim Tam, he didn't mean literally Benosim Tam. He said, like we were saying, it's the shear of if it would be a Nosing Tam in an Eino Mino. It's a shear of Nesinas Tam. It's not the actuality of Nesinas Tam. Right? So he says this whole thing doesn't jive. Now, if your whole Lumbus is built on a question, his whole thing is on a teretz to a question that the Shach says needs no answer, then he's just undermining his whole thing. He's saying he built up this question, and he worked out this whole thing, this whole svara to answer it. But the truth of the matter is, it was never a question. It didn't really mean the Sinas Tam. It just meant the Shir Nesinas Tam.